You want to know what you're playing for?
What's a wheelbarrow full of dicks?
It's called Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, Mom.
It's Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks over on Radio Fubar.
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. I think you guys are probably scum of the New World Order.
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks every Monday night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern on RadioFubar.com.
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
It's a podcast. WFOD 9 p.m. 8 p.m. Central on Monday nights.
Here at RadioFubar.com, we have shows like Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, so you know that we're very deep.
I was actually listening to Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks while I was pushing a wheelbarrow full of potting soil last week. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
I still didn't understand.
Wheelbarrow. Okay. Wheelbarrow. Wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Also, who is WFODICKS?
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. You don't know those guys?
Well, I wasn't going to say it. I wanted you to say it.
Oh, nice.
They're here. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Yeah, just pee in one of these guys?
Fuck it. No, in the jug. Like, look at, there's probably like two glasses worth of wine left in that jug.
So I need to finish off the wine so that I can pee in one of the jugs.
Yep, fill up.
Because I don't want to be unprofessional and leave during the show.
Well, who the fuck is going to introduce it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. No, I mean, like,
the
show's like on.
This show?
The show's on. Can't go pee now.
You mean the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program?
That's the one. That's the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, our show.
With Mike Napier and Travis?
Welcome. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio show. It's on, like, right now. Like, we're doing it. This is us. What you're listening to is our show that we're doing right now. So, like,
except for normally you don't have to piss during it.
Everyone, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined by my co-host Napier via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse. And we're joined by a very special guest. Very, very special. I cannot emphasize enough how fucking special. Scrub from Sonic Blasphemy on the show. Hello, Scrub.
Hello, and thank you for emphasizing special, like, so I ride the short bus.
Special. Do we know, Mike, why is Scrub here from Sonic Blasphemy?
Because, Travis, it's fucking podcast month!
Ooh, ooh, hashtag ooh, fuck yeah.
What do we do for podcast month, Mike?
We talk to people who do podcasts.
Like who?
Like Scrub from Sonic Blasphemy.
Whoa. Hot shit!
It's sb3pod.com to check out his show. We were on his podcast.
Significantly better than our podcast.
See, that's what you do. You do the other shows, and then they do your shows, and then it's like a whole thing. And then, like, other people that listen to, like, our show say, hey, I like that guy. I'm going to listen to his show.
So,
and hopefully, some people that listen to SB3 Pod say, you know what? I thought those guys were kind of silly. I'm going to listen to their show. It's cross-promotion. It's a thing. And we're doing it all month long.
Most people that listen to our show said, hey, these guys are funnier than them. Let's go listen to Wheelbarrow Full.
See, that's kind of sort of what we're hoping for a little bit.
But then
I'm not going to lie. I mean, like, part of this is to steal people.
Don't we have to be better than the shows that we're on to steal people?
No. I don't think so. People have a lot of time in there. I mean, we give them an hour a week. There's so many more hours that people can spend listening to things.
So, right? What you're saying, though, is I should be alert and, like,
be paying attention. I shouldn't have taken that Ambien before we started.
Like, No. You got to bring your A game. We have guests and stuff.
You got to take two Ambiens.
And then force myself to stay awake. Look who's here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Drunkard STL on the Twitters almost got here before the music was over.
Almost.
It was close.
I knew it on the way here. I got stuck behind some slow asshole.
Drunk, let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
I'm kind of sad today.
You're sad almost every
Monday.
Well,
and I'm going to tell you why. Because, like, and it's good that Scrub's on here, because they're big on the whole anti-religion thing and stuff. Right? Kind of? A little bit?
Yeah, more or less.
And I'm not a religious man myself. But, Scrub, do you ever kind of just wish that you were?
That I was what?
Religious. I mean, like, you're not religious because you kind of, like, you think about it and you say, nah, it's not very likely. But don't you wish you kind of had it in your life, like you could trick yourself into believing that this isn't it?
Well, I've already been through that. I grew up in Utah, so I've been born and raised Mormon.
Yeah, but you don't believe it because you don't believe it. Not because, like, you want to not believe it.
What?
Does that make sense? Like,
no.
Mike, you're off your rocker right now.
I try really hard to, like, be, like, a good person. I try to, like, do nice things for my friends, and I try to, like, I try to be helpful, and I try to, I feel like just doing the right thing just fucks me constantly. Like, a friend of mine was doing a thing that I helped him with, and, like, it's going to end up, like, being, like, a tax thing for me. And, like, I'm going to get fucked for helping a friend of mine. And it's like, I should have just not helped him.
What did you help him with?
I should just not help people. Because when I help people, that's how I get fucked. And it's like a constant. It's like I constantly fuck myself by helping other people.
So,
and I feel like at the end of the day, I'm just going to do this and do this and do this and do this. And, like, you know, I could have, like, you know, the optimism and say, oh, well, eventually, you know, karma is going to come back. And, like, me doing the right thing is going to result in something good happening. But it's not. And, like, I could, if I had, like, you know, the religious thing in my life, I could think, oh, well, eventually Ghost Daddy is going to see all the good shit I did and let me, like, live in the Cloud City. But I'm just going to get stepped on my whole life and then eventually become dust.
Cloud City with Lando Calrissian?
Yeah.
Do you feel better now, Mike?
Yeah, that's where I went with that.
So did you make money off of your friend?
No, I didn't make money off my friend. My friend made money off my friend, and I helped.
But you didn't make any money.
No, I didn't make any money. I just helped.
He just did it out of the goodwill of his heart.
I made no money.
So Cloud Daddy will let him live in the Cloud City.
So don't you have receipts for all this that you can just show and say, no, I did this at a loss. You should be giving me money.
No, I mean, you know, it's going to be a big hassle. It's going to be a big pain in the ass. In the end, I'm going to get fucked. That's how it's going to end.
What are you even talking about? What are you talking about?
He's making no sense. Just go with him.
Travis, what I'm saying is, this is what I want to get from this.
You should turn the monitor for this man.
What did you do?
I want people to know, don't help anybody ever.
Because one day the government could say you owe them $1,000.
We're all in, like, a big bowl of shit. And the only way to get out of the bowl of shit is to step on somebody's face and use it as a ladder so that you can reach the brim of the bowl and pull yourself out. And when I'm talking about, not when you get out of the bowl of shit, that's not going to be heaven. Eventually, we're all just going to be fucking worm food anyway. So it doesn't even really matter if you get out of the bowl of shit, because you're just going to be dust.
So is this, like, a life-changing moment for you right now? Are you just going to, like, go on a spree?
No.
What kind of spree?
Oh, I don't know. Theft, murder, robbery.
Shopping.
I don't know what. Assault and battery. You can do whatever.
It's all up in the air right now, Drunk.
You can do whatever you want, man.
I mean, this is new to me.
You don't have to be dust. they make those urns that you put your ashes in it, and then they bury your urn, and then you grow into a tree.
Yeah, you could be a tree, Mike. You could be the most glorious fucking tree in the forest.
You know, then people just come and they'll pee on you. They'll pee on your bark. And yeah. Then you'll just be covered in pee.
Mike, you're not looking at the big picture.
There's no way this ends well for anyone.
Mike, you become a tree.
The richest guy in the world is gonna die and be dust.
Yeah, but Mike, you can become a tree and people can piss on you.
And then centuries and centuries go by and we're all forgotten and it was for nothing.
And you also got cryogenically freusing your head.
Yeah, and like don't forget John Wayne Gacy. Like John Wayne Gacy lives through all of us.
No, it's Ted Williams.
Ted Williams does.
I can see how you get those two mixed up, though.
John Wayne Gacy and Ted Williams.
Yeah. Yes,
they're very
I think
similar.
It's funny that you They've got a guest on and you're just going things. On a rampage. You're not even, like, talking
a guest card?
A guest. We have a guest.
We do have a guest.
And
I'm
just,
sorry.
You're just going
Scrub.
On and on and on and on.
Oh, we're good.
Not even,
we're
not
good.
Even talking
I'm
to
just,
the man.
Do you want to talk about something a little bit more cheery?
Sure, why not?
I went to Target the other day.
Oh, Jesus.
And they had a deal at Target. Those Mio things that you squirt in the water and makes your water taste fruity.
Yeah,
you know
syrup?
Yeah.
Just a little or a lot?
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's up to you. And they had them. There were three for $3. And if you got each one of them for $3 each, this is $9. $9, and if you buy three of them, they give you a $5 gift card.
Cool.
And I'm thinking, why would they do that?
Because they're very friendly at Target.
They're trying to get rid of the fucking Mio, dude. That's why.
They're trying to get rid of the Mio. So I go on this whole thing, and I spent the whole day researching gift cards. And I don't know why.
It's just a $5 gift card. What are you going to...
Well, I'm going to spend the $5 gift card. That's a given. But, like, you know, the fucking gift cards are out of control.
So what flavor Mio would you get?
You just got to give cash.
Yeah, I just give cash. It's so stupid that you spend the same amount of cash to get a gift card to give to somebody that they can then only say, you're devaluing your money. It doesn't make sense, Napier.
Unless you were already going to buy $9 worth of Mio.
I read two different conflicting reports. Both of them are ridiculous. One of them said that last year we spent $120 billion on gift cards. And another one said $90 billion on gift cards. So take whichever one of those you want, and it's still stupid.
Yeah. Well, now, is that the money put on the gift card, or is that the money to manufacture the gift cards?
The money to put on the gift cards.
The money to put on the gift cards. And they said that...
Regardless, well, 90 billion is quite the number.
And then I was reading all kinds... And everybody has something different, so it's stupid. It doesn't make any sense anyway. Somebody said 27% of gift cards don't get redeemed. One of them said it was somewhere between 1 and 10. Somebody said it was 5 to 7%. But all these gift cards are, like, not even being used, and so it's like you're buying gift cards...
I don't know. 7% is a low number.
Out of $120 billion, that's still a lot of money.
I mean, it's a lot of money, but I mean... Percentage wise, that's not that. That means 93% of the people are just using their gift card.
I am going to redeem 100% of my Buffalo Wild Wings gift card from Christmas.
100%. But I mean, you think about it, people lose gift cards.
But here's the other thing. Most people use them right away. As soon as they get them, they're like, sweet, I'm going to go use this.
I said something about gift cards the other day, and Napier pulled like 10 of them out of his wallet that he's never used. He's got like a McDonald's one and a Wendy's
that
one.
Makes
I bet
him
he's
ignorant.
Been to Wendy's 20 times since he's got the gift card, and he just
that
forgets to
That makes him
use
a
it.
Dummy.
It does make him a dummy, but I'm saying people like that happen. And there's people that get it, and then there's like 38 cents on it, and then they don't use it.
I've done that plenty of times. You just chuck the card. Who cares? It's 38 cents. What do you got to do? Turn that into the Coinstar? No.
I probably have about $150 worth of...
Who's over there clinking ice? I heard that.
That wasn't ice. Sorry.
Oh.
Opening a bottle.
But they said that just giving cash is impersonal.
It is. You have to give something that means something. So I give all of my family members, every single one of them, I give them gift cards. And then I'm absolved.
But what? How is
but
giving...
Did they give you a gift card?
How is giving a gift card to Walmart any more personal than giving somebody cash. You could buy everything at Walmart. You're basically saying, here, go buy anything at Walmart.
No, you know Walmart why that is? You know why we do this? Is because apparently our crazy uncle Johnny, we can't trust him with cash because he's either going to go buy hooch or he's going to go buy some fucking weed down the street, and we don't want him to buy any.
Don't you want your uncle to be happy?
No, I don't want him to be happy. I don't want him to be a druggie.
That's a shame. You should just
You buy him a gift card at Starbucks and tell him to go buy some coffee instead.
Get a fucking mocha latte. Get a tall and get it up, flipped upside down.
I'm not supporting your habit, Uncle Johnny.
Look, I've done this 100 fucking times. I will give somebody money in my family for whatever occasion. They'll look at me like I'm a cocksucker. I give them a gift card to Starbucks. Suddenly, I'm the most thoughtful cocksucker on the planet.
Because he likes coffee, and you thought of him, and you thought, oh, where does he like? He likes coffee.
Exactly.
My kid, I have a 15, almost 16-year-old kid, and he's impossible to actually buy stuff for. He'll give me a list, and I'll be able to pick a couple of things that I can actually get for him. But mostly I'm just like, I just want you to go get what you want. Go get what you want. But I don't trust him with cash, because I remember what it's like to be a 15, 16-year-old kid and just make cash go poof.
But what do you care?
With nothing to show for. Because
he doesn't want his kid to be a drug addict and an alcoholic.
Wants, no, you're giving him a set monetary gift value, whatever. Right. What do you care what he eventually spends? Is he going to call you and tell you what he spent the gift card on? Why do you give a shit?
He gives me a list of stuff that he wants. He wants clothes. He wants this kind of clothes. He wants, you know, like he's into Magic the Gathering, so he wants magic cards. He wants this, this, and that. But I don't know, like there's a certain point where you can't decide what you can buy for your kids to wear that is going to be okay. You know what I mean? Without coming off like a weird, creepy parent that has no fucking idea what's going on now, which I am that guy. And I don't want to give him $100 cash and say, go buy yourself clothes, because he's not going to. But if I give him $50 worth of gift cards to, like, Kohl's or something, he has no choice but then to buy clothes. That's the only reason behind it.
If you give him cash, then maybe he'll go buy some really expensive comic books.
Or he'll go and spend it on some lady that has no interest in him.
A lady of the night?
Oh, no, a 16-year-old's getting blowjobs. Whatever will we think of the world in which we live in?
So getting back to why Target gave me the $5 gift card.
It was for buying a case of water, Mike.
What flavor Mio did you get?
I got three different ones. I got like a
berry.
Like a pomegranate one and like a
strawberry
lemonade or something. And I don't know. A different
Kool-Aid.
Citrus.
But I guess they have like a, if they're doing figures, they're figuring that like a lot of people are going to come back and most people spend more than the $5 gift card, so they're encouraging people to come back because they have that $5 in their pocket. And they're thinking, hey, 10% of people don't even use it, so maybe they'll fucking forget about it or wash it in their. It's like a cheap one. It's not like a good gift card. It's like a cheap one. Maybe somebody will. I mean, they wait till you put your wallet back in your pocket before they give it to you. Maybe they're hoping that you forget about it and throw it away with your receipt or something. So like you buy three when you don't need.
Oh, so
three.
It's paper receipts.
I didn't need three fucking Mios. I bought three to get the $5 gift card.
Why don't you just take your $5?
It's a trap, is what it is.
Go
they're
take,
trapping me.
Take your $5 gift card to Target. Buy three more fucking Mios with this $5. Acquire another $5 to buy another nine fucking Mios. Just keep buying Mios forever.
Do Mios expire? They got to expire.
About that.
They're making a TV show about buying Mio?
No, the couponer people.
Oh.
Oh, the extreme couponing.
Yeah.
My wife has become one of those.
No.
Yeah, she absolutely has.
Oh, do you got like 15 things of mustard at your house?
No, but I have like 40 six-packs of Hawaiian Punch.
What do you do with them?
We feed them to the kids randomly.
So you get like $200 worth of groceries for like 30 bucks?
It really, I used to like give her a lot of shit because she spent so much time.
Hey, wake up.
Coupons and
wake up.
Coupons.
It's time to drink a Hawaiian Punch.
No, until
gotta clear out some space.
Hold on, I gotta listen to this.
We went to the grocery store on like a double coupon day, And she, like, split it. She's like, here's your batch of coupons, because these are different from mine, and these are my batch of coupons. You go get this stuff. I'll go get this stuff. We'll meet here in, like, 10 minutes. Let's just get it. So I get to the register, and they ring it up, and it's, like, $50-some worth of random grocery items. I'm like, yeah, okay, here's all the coupons. Well, they started ringing them through, and it went they went $18 for $50 worth of stuff. So, like, $30-some savings on, like, a cart full of shit.
Yeah, and but, like, how much of that do you actually use them, dude?
And it's not one fucking razor coupon in the bunch, was it?
I buy my razors on eBay.
Oh, fair enough.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
The best thing in the world to buy is a used razor.
You think I'm going to spend? You think I'm going to spend $19 on three razor refills?
You buy your razors from some stranger?
They're fucking sealed in a package.
Ah.
I can go to Walmart and I can spend $19 on three razor refills, or I can go on eBay and I can get six razor refills for $12.
Yeah, what's the better deal? They come from China and they're infected with Ebola AIDS.
They're not. They're sealed.
Yeah, they're sealed in ethanol.
He's tricked by this seal thing. You can seal things, Travis.
I have a vacuum sealer.
It's not like a completely...
You can vacuum seal plastic, like hard plastic.
Travis, you can seal lots of things, brother. I took a shop class on that. I could buy some very cheap things to make things to seal things.
I want to see your professional seal job.
I'm not going to do it just to prove a point. No, just know that should. I could.
No, do it.
No.
We'll make a
to sell you
it.
Your cheap-ass razors.
I'm just saying I could if I wanted to.
Yeah, I could. And I could totally give you all kinds of things.
Dude, all these cheap razors come with all this free blood on them. It's great.
Guys, that isn't even what I really want to talk about.
Is it you?
No, I want to talk about Batman.
Sex.
Yeah.
I'm at work, and everybody's wearing Batman shit, like, all the time. Everybody's always wearing Batman stuff, and I got to thinking about... You know, you can't, like, find how much money Batman generates.
Sure you can.
I mean, like, the movies have, like, generated, like, billions and billions and billions of dollars. The seven Batman movies... have generated almost $4 billion. And, I mean, that's just the movies. I mean, the video games, like, each time they put out one of those Arkham games, they sell, like, 2 million copies in the first week at $60 a pop. That's a lot of money. And, I mean, you're not even considering the fact that everybody in the world has a Batman T-shirt, a Batman Hot Wheel car, Batman fucking postage stamps. Travis has got all his Batman shit. Travis has got a Batman doll and... Scrubs going over and finding more Batman shit. Everybody's got Batman shit up the wazoo.
And I bet not one penny of it goes to the children of Gotham.
But that Gotham TV show averages 6 million viewers. It doesn't even have Batman in it. People watch that show every week hoping that Batman shows up, but he doesn't. It's going to be like that Smallville. How long was Smallville on? Like 12 years? Never saw Superman.
Superman.
People just watched it hoping Superman showed up, and he never did.
Superman was in the entire thing.
Yeah, he wasn't Superman.
He was not Superman.
Like I think at the end, like he became Superman, and it was like, oh, hey, show's over. He's Superman now. What I'm saying is I can't find how I've looked, and I can't find how much – I don't even think they can figure how much money Batman makes in a year. And
pretty sure he's a billionaire.
I found lots of things about, like, you know, hypothetically how much it would cost to be Bruce Wayne and all that, and it's like an ungodly amount of money. And I think that the only way that Bruce Wayne could afford his lifestyle is if he's the one that created Batman.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that was Bill Finger.
So, like, but he would have had to have been, by the time Batman started generating enough money for him to be Batman, he would have been like a 90-year-old geriatric.
And that's funny that you put that in the chat, that Batman and Robin still made millions and millions of dollars even though it was fucking terrible, because I have the same thing written in my notes. That one made $240 million, Travis,
mm-hmm.
And
yes,
it fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Everyone said this movie's terrible, but everyone went and saw it anyway because it's Batman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they do with those Call of Duty games? They have like two or three studios churning out those Call of Duty games every year.
Yep.
It's not the same people. There's like one person puts out a Call of Duty game 1 year, and then there's somebody else that puts out a Call of Duty the next year.
Well, you have the good studio making the main ones, which are like the Modern Warfare, Advanced Warfighter ones. They make the main ones.
My question is, why do they not just have like multiple studios churning out Batman movies like every year? It just seems like they're leaving so much money on the table.
Yeah, but you got to consider video games, like, and then cartoons, and then comic books, and then you got to have plush figurines, regular figurines, and then you got to have the Harley Quinn statues.
Travis, how many current Batman comic books are there? Like monthly comic books of Batman?
Like 20.
20
Batman
different
Eternal,
ones?
Batman and Robin, you have Grayson, you have Batman, you have Detective Comics, you have
Batman
the Dark Knight.
Batman Incorporated.
What is Batman Incorporated? Explain Batman Incorporated.
Before the New 52 happened, they'd had a weird storyline where all of a sudden Batman infected the entire world with his, like, with his core values and what he wanted to do. And then there's like a UK Batman, and there's like a, there's Batman kind of things happening all over the world now. That was his mission, and it succeeded right before the New 52 happened.
Don't you just think that, like, if Gotham is doing $6 million and it's a show about Batman City without Batman in it, why don't they just make a Batman TV show? Why do we got Agent Carter and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and all this bullshit? Why don't we have TV shows with, like, actual people in it? And not The Flash. Fuck The Flash.
Arrow?
I want Batman. Yeah, more Batman TV show.
No, Arrow.
Arrow is awesome.
Yeah, Arrow.
Arrow and Flash awesome. Are amazing.
Yeah. But you're less likely to go see a Batman movie if you can watch Batman on your television 23 weeks out of the year.
Don't you just think that everybody will go see it anyway, Travis? Travis, if a Batman movie comes out, you're going to go see it. No, if there's a Batman TV show on every week and a Batman movie comes out, you're still going to go see that Batman movie.
The problem with it is, though, is that you have all of a sudden have these diehard tweens and, like, teenage kids who are watching, like, the CW show. And if their guy who is not the Batman on that CW show, if he's not the Batman in the movie theater, he or she is going to rage online and start petitions and be pissed off.
Hashtag not my Batman.
It's already happening with Arrow, like Green Arrow. They're talking about the Justice League, and they're talking about recasting him or not even including him in the Justice League movie, and everybody's flipping the fuck out that it's not Stephen Amell.
It doesn't matter who Batman is. You're going to go see it because it's Batman.
I'm going to go see freaking Ben Affleck be Batman. Absolutely.
That's right. You could make
anything with Ben Affleck.
Do you know what I want to see? Mm-hmm. I want to see Jason Statham Batman.
That would be terrible.
No, Jason Statham Batman would be awesome. I mean, it'd be terrible. It would be terrible.
Can The Rock?
But it'd be awesome.
Can The Rock be Mr. Freeze?
I'd watch that too.
Oh, for fuck's sake! We're just gonna want to repeat Batman and Robin then.
Yes,
but you were telling
in Batman and Robin's defense, if you put Alicia Silverstone in that outfit, I will watch it over and over again.
The only thing that movie was missing was her nipples. Well, if you had nipples on her costume,
isn't Alicia Silverstone the one the baby birds are kids?
Yeah.
She chews up her food and spits it in her kid's mouth. That was her, wasn't it?
Yep. She sucks up her own breast milk and then chews it?
No. She like chews up like food and then spits it in her kid's mouth because
she's still alive?
She actually still does look pretty good. She really does. I saw a picture of her a handful of weeks ago and she still looks pretty good.
Excellent. Yeah. We got a movie.
So what did you figure, Mike, that Batman generates on a yearly basis?
I couldn't even find it. I couldn't find anything on the apparel. I couldn't find anything on the comic books.
Batman STD test?
I mean, guess.
The movies were putting up like $200,000-$300,000 or $100 million.
And I think the Arkham games put up a handful.
I mean, whatever, $2 million times 60 in the first week. I mean, I imagine it probably ended up being like six.
And you figure, like, the main comic book, they charge $3.99 a pop for those, and the print rate, I think, is, like, I don't know, like, 400,000, I think, on a regular Batman, the Batman comic.
So you at home, if you're adding all this up, you know, send us the figure.
Yeah, but then you have to go into, like, the licensed merchandise.
Is there one person in America, anyone in America... that does not have a Batman t-shirt in their closet.
I don't have
a Batman t-shirt.
Fuck you guys.
But I did buy my nephew Batman pajamas with the cape.
My kid also does. Yeah, my kid has Batman t-shirts. I do not have a Batman t-shirt.
I had a bad experience with Batman.
I have a Batman yo-yo. I have a Batman. I have all the Batman shit.
Yeah, I had a bad experience
with
Batman.
You have a Batman yo-yo?
It's like a dollar store party. Like, if you go into any Dollar Tree
in
America...
And all that shit adds up, man.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Like I'm saying, like, if you walk through a Dollar Tree, just go walk through a Dollar Tree, and you're going to see Batman-related items in every single aisle. It's going to be in the party supply aisle. It's going to be in the snack aisle. It's going to be in the coloring book aisle. Everywhere you walk in a Dollar Tree is going to be a Batman thing. And I'll tell you, I guarantee you that at a dollar, plenty of people are buying those items.
So
and the licensing costs that are associated with that have to be just huge.
Do you own every Batman movie?
Do I?
Travis, yeah.
Look, there's a pair of Batman underwear. Mike owns those.
Those are for his lady, though.
No, those are for me.
Yeah, those are for you, but she wears them.
She wears those?
No, those are mine. Oh,
yeah,
but
yours.
But did she wear those?
No, I wear them.
So
I don't wear them, but I had to buy them because they had Batman on them.
So when I was little, I had a Batman costume.
I bought shit I didn't even want. I'm not going to wear those. Those are tight and restricting. My boys can't hang.
They're for ladies.
They're not for ladies. They're in the men's section.
They're boy shorts.
They're sexy, man.
Yeah, for ladies.
Batman is sexy. Male or female, doesn't matter.
Especially female. Batman with a vagina? Yeah. Hard as rocks.
What, your balls?
Everything.
I mean, we've learned some stuff, though, right? Guys? I'm sorry, I got a little excited.
So we learn that there's no heaven,
and there's
Batman
no,
makes a lot of money.
And you don't get any of it, and then you die infested with
gift
shit.
Gift cards are silly.
And gift cards are silly.
You should just give people cash.
Yeah. I give people gift cards.
Yes.
Yeah. Unless they're 16-year-olds.
Sonic Blasphemy yesterday.
Or alcoholics or drug users.
Sonic Blasphemy cannot give people gift cards.
We should...
I wanted to send you a gift card.
We should do gift cards for our podcast.
But it's free.
Yeah, exactly. Where are they going to spend it?
Good.
So you're
good for one podcast.
Spend money to make zero
episode.
Money.
Yeah. Well, no, we're gonna offer up gift cards. You can get a gift card for the podcast, and you can redeem it and listen.
So you can get like a Holly Jolly box or something.
No, they spend $100 and then they send us $100 in mic bucks.
Yeah, they send us $100 cash.
Seems like that little...
And we'll give them a $100 gift card for our podcast.
The Kickstarter thing we read.
Matt Leroy in the chat says, good for one podcast and a hug from drunk.
There you go.
You don't want a hug from drunk.
No.
He's all meaty.
Well, I guess we're going to do like a break and stuff.
I'll give a scrub hug.
I mean...
Scrub hug.
Thanks, scrub.
Thanks for allowing me on here.
Thanks for letting me watch your podcast for about a half hour.
It was a real fucking
that.
Honor, huh?
See, now you know what it's like to be Travis on the other end when you watch Mike rant for a half an hour at a time.
Scrub.
And try to slip in a few words.
Be like,
there.
Do I say something now?
What? You do.
I want to know what Scrub...
Just say shit.
I want to know what Scrub would think of a Mormon Batman.
I think they are. Somebody already makes that, don't they?
It's already kind of similar, isn't it? He's got magic underwear, just like they do.
You mean that like protects his crotch from bullets?
Well, I mean he's got like a utility belt.
Yeah.
And they have magic underwear, so I mean it's.
No, we just don't drink coffee and don't go out on Sundays.
Or celebrate birthdays, right?
Yeah. So.
Oh no!
Mormon
Batman
would probably be bad if he can't work one day a week.
Yeah, then you just do all the crime on that day.
Right.
On the Lard's Day.
Exactly.
The Lard's Day? The
yeah, Lard's a lot of rape day. Kids.
You do all the crime on the Lard's Day.
Huh.
And then all the
because
rape...
Batman can't come out because he's Mormon.
No, because then you got all the missionaries still out walking around. They're on patrol.
Bat missionaries.
Robins. I like it.
Mike, what would your bat missionary costume look like? other than the bike that they all have. They all have the same kind of bike. It's really creepy.
No, they drive Honda Civics.
Really? Yeah, they do in my neighborhood too. Honda Civics, every one of them.
So should I look at every Honda Civic driver and think, that dude goes to one of those churches?
Yeah,
probably. I only know of the ones that come to my neighborhood. They always skip my house for some reason.
Why do they skip your house? What did you say to them?
I don't know. I don't say anything to anybody.
Maybe that's why nobody likes you.
Once you answer the door enough times with a beer in your hand and your shirt off so they can see your tattoos, they stop coming.
Couldn't you just go to the door with a delicious fresh brewed cup of Folgers, all smelling nice and good and caffeiney, and make them not come back because you always...
Mine might have had something to do with the first time that they came to my neighborhood, like, and this is not any bullshit, is I was just about to walk to the backyard with my 9mm to just, like, plug off a couple of magazines just for shits and giggles, and I saw them at my neighborhood, and I'm like, hey, if they pull in... I told the wife, I said, hey, if they pull in the driveway, I'm going to walk out really fast with this thing in my hand. She's like, you can't do that, and I absolutely did, but I just went down the sidewalk into my backyard to shoot, and they just don't come here anymore.
Oh, that'd be awesome, coming to the door like, hey, do you have time for Jesus? 9mm pointed up to the sky. Yeah, I do! Let's talk! I got a whole bunch of time!
Hey, Scrub, I'm going to go see Mike Grell this weekend.
Nice!
Yeah. Yep, he's going to be at the comic book convention I'm going to go to. Him and Neil Adams.
I have both their autographs on my Green Arrows.
I have neither one of their autographs. I'm super excited.
That's awesome. I'm excited for you.
Mike, stop job, making jerk-off motions. You bullshit fucker.
All right, guys, we'll be back in like 5 minutes.
Playing a banjo or something.
Listen to a fucking rant about gift cards for 25 minutes.
Radio FUBAR. Radio f***ed up beyond all recognition.
Party girls don't get hurt. Can't feel anything. When will I learn? Push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call. Phone's blowing up, ringing my doorbell. I feel the love, feel the love. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. Throw 'em back till I lose count. I'm gonna swing from the chandelier. From the chandelier. I'm gonna live like tomorrow doesn't exist. Like it doesn't exist. I'm gonna fly like a bird through the night. Feel my tears as they dry. I'm gonna swing from the chandelier. From the chandelier. And I'm holding on for dear life. Won't look down, won't open my eyes. Keep my glass full till morning light, cause I'm just holding on for tonight. Help me, I'm holding on for dear life. Won't look down, won't open my eyes. Keep my glass full till morning light, cause I'm just holding on for tonight, for tonight. Sun's up, I'm a mess, gotta get out now, gotta run from this. Here comes the shame, here comes the shame. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. Throw 'em back till lose count. I'm gonna swing from the chandelier. From the chandelier. I'm gonna live like tomorrow doesn't exist. Like it doesn't exist. I'm gonna fly like a bird through the night. Feel my tears as they dry. I'm gonna swing from the chandelier, from the chandelier. And I'm holding on for dear life, won't look down, won't open my eyes. Keep my glass full until morning light, cause I'm just holding on for tonight. Help me, I'm holding on for dear life, won't look down, won't open my eyes. Keep my glass full till morning light, cause I'm just holding on for tonight. For tonight. For tonight, cause I'm just holding on for tonight. Oh, I'm just holding on for tonight. For tonight. For tonight. Cause I'm just holding on for tonight. Cause I'm just holding on for tonight. I'm just holding on for tonight. For tonight. For tonight.
Every Thursday, where we bring you a mashup of creepy headlines, crippling personal stories, and guests from all walks of life.
Like us on Facebook
and follow us on Twitter at The Lotus Cast.
So one day, I forget how it came up, but she's like, "Hey, you should model some of my underwear for me." And I was like, "Oh, well, sure, I'll do that." So I did, modeled some underwear, and she took a picture of it, and she gave the picture to the lead singer, and he posted it as the main profile picture on our MySpace page for the band, and we had a lot of followings, and people were really upset that my ass was on the front page. You get a girl, you're like, she's like, put on some underwear, and you're like, yeah, you just put them on, right? No?
All this and more at
RadioFlow.com
or TheLotusCast.com.
I lost my senses for that child that went away. I've carried
and welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. To contact the show, 309-740-1430 or WFO Dicks on Skype. We had a scrub from Sonic Blasphemy on the first half. Now we are joined by Scrub and from Beardy and the Beast, Beardy himself, Matt Leroy. Matt, how are you?
I'm good, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm just doing great.
So now that we have two guests on, are you actually going to, like, interact with these guys? Or
No. What are you talking about? You interact.
You just go on tandems.
I'm a delight drunk. I'm letting these people into my world. I'm letting them know how I feel.
Yeah?
Okay. I'm sharing with them my personal feelings. I feel like we're having some deep conversation. Scrub, you don't feel that way?
Scrub and I were talking in chat. We're only like 30 miles away from each other. We should have done this together.
Why don't you? Why don't
because
you guys?
We're idiots.
Hang out?
We should. We tried to. He invited me on the show last night, but it was stupid Super Bowl. So
why is Matt's video feed so much better than everybody else's?
Somebody has the good internet.
Better camera.
I've got a MacBook.
Fucking Apple.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. They do it every time.
Boom.
Fucking Apple. So, Mike, what do you got to rant about in this second half?
I mean, I guess I could ask how everybody else is doing.
No.
Fucking.
Does anybody else have anything to talk about this week?
Oh, keep just freaking.
I'm not mad about $5 gift cards. That's.
I mean, of course, go to WFODicks.com and vote on the weekly poll, which yeah. I'm sure Travis will come up with a good one pretty soon.
Do some flat drunks.
Do some flat drunks, yeah. Right?
Hashtag
right.
Flat drunk. Twitter, WFODshow@gmail.com. Please submit them. You have another 3 weeks because I believe we're going to choose a winner on what, the very last podcast month show in February?
Correct. The last show, probably the first show in March, wouldn't you think?
It just depends on how it falls, I think.
Yeah, because you let think
it fall. I don't know. It's either the 28th or the 1st.
The Mike's Black Love Box, I think, is gonna be pretty good. So I wouldn't hold out. I mean, you don't want to miss out on the treasures that's going to bring.
I'd almost have to guess. I'd venture a guess and say there's going to be a $5 Target gift card.
Oh, yeah.
So, Matt, you're back. You were gone from the podcasting world for a while. We were wondering, is Matt ever coming back? I felt like maybe like once you left that world for a while and realized how silly all this is, that maybe you'd just stay gone.
You know what? The opposite actually happened. I missed you guys.
Did you?
I did.
Me especially, though, right?
You especially.
Right.
I'm completely out of the loop. I just realized that you guys were even doing the show again.
Yeah, we started up in December. We've got about 5 shows in.
I tried to help
out.
Are
you officially calling this like a season 2 then?
Yeah, it is season 2.
Nice. What? Season, you know, that's something I wanted to talk to Scrub about. Scrub, that's what the hell's going on with your numbering system? I don't understand it. It's like season 4, episode 2. I'd be like, well, how many episodes are in a season? What's going on?
It's probably like the BBC.
About 17.
That's the BBC work.
So it's about 17? It varies? When do you decide a season is over? Because it isn't even like you guys took a break. It's like the next week. It's a new season. I mean, like, Matt can at least say, oh, we took 8 months off. It's a new season.
See, ours stems from the conversation that we had last night about a certain comic book and certain people getting in trouble. So season 1 was under a different name.
Right.
So we came back season 2, bigger and badder and bolder, with a new name and everything. So every few months I decide that it's time for a new season.
But does anything change?
There's no logic.
Mike, have you never seen like Luther or Sherlock on the BBC?
Travis, because when is season 2 of our show going to start?
It just did. This week.
Season 2, episode 1?
Yep.
Maybe we should have a new season every time a co-host decides to ditch us.
Then we'd be on season 3, 4? Season 3, at least?
At least?
You have to start a new feed then so you can get on the new and noteworthy on iTunes.
Ooh. Can't we still be noteworthy even though we're not new?
Nope.
Just can't be new. Nope, can't be new and noteworthy.
We could still be noteworthy. We've been on New and Noteworthy years and years into doing the show. No, we're probably on New and Noteworthy right now.
We can just start a show about mustaches.
It's got to be something like that to be on New and Noteworthy. Or improv. It's got to be something about improv.
That's the other thing I want to... You know, you just made it shitty because I was gonna kind of chastise Matt a little bit. And now you did it, and so now it's shitty for me to say anything to Matt about it. But, Matt, you're doing, like, you're, like, really poking hard. It just seems like you're throwing out your little digs. It's like, are you trying to start something with somebody? Are you trying to drum up beef?
Beef!
Why are you trying so hard to drum up beef, Matt?
I've just been so silent for so long about the whole thing that now I find it funny, and... When I find stuff funny, it's like I'm going to dig at it. And if I make you guys laugh because of it, so be it.
I find it hilarious.
I shake my head at you, Matt.
No, you do not.
I do. I shake my head at you and I say, what's he doing? Why is he always doing this kind
Mike,
of stuff?
If Mike is one thing, he's like an impartial observer.
That's
you know
right,
what I mean?
Matt.
Like,
why
Matt's got the grill growing. He's going to make some beef.
Why can't Matt just be a peach?
I just see you. See,
keep going.
He
keep
does
going.
His little
I
things.
I want to hear what you were gonna say.
He does his little things. He throws in his little things, and then like one person's gonna get, and everybody else is gonna say, "Well, that doesn't make sense." What he just said.
It's
and
because I don't do my.
It's
show
so
for
inside,
else.
Matt. It's so inside. You're doing this for no one.
No, I'm doing it for you guys. That's it.
But that doesn't make sense.
I don't care.
Mike,
it's like, what are you doing your show for?
Doesn't have to be.
Travis, we have to be broad.
How fucking broad?
The show is for everyone,
you
Travis.
You can't be broad with a name like Wheelbarrow Full of
you
Dicks.
You can be broad.
This is not Broad City.
Mike, the only person this show isn't for is for Landrail.
I can't make references about, like, the local restaurant down the road because nobody's going to understand what you're talking about.
That is fucking bullshit because I am lost on 80% of these episodes because you and Napier start talking about the highways and the fucking intersections that these goddamn restaurants are on that you guys go to and the Steak and Shake that I've never been to. What the
Pizza
fuck
Hut?
Are you talking?
Oh, yeah.
The quick trips that they don't have.
You got a good Pizza Hut. You got a good Pizza Hut story for these guys? Yeah, you understand the concept of people that work at Pizza Hut and that they do silly things, though. That's not, like, totally out of the realm. He says, hey, we worked at Pizza Hut. Here's a story about when we worked at Pizza Hut. Here's Matt's talking about... Matt's referencing something that was discussed in a private Wicked Radio Network Facebook group that five people are in, and we're three of them.
Yep.
I don't see where the problem is.
Mike, do you remember when we worked at Pizza Hut?
Yeah, tell us a Pizza Hut story,
right.
Nate. Let's hear a Pizza Hut story.
It makes it funnier when I don't know what you're talking about.
Remember when we worked at Pizza Hut and our friend Kenny went up to Steak and Shake after hockey and he demanded a big-ass shake and this fat black woman said that they don't have ass shake?
We don't sell ass shakes. Yeah. Right?
Right.
That's a story.
That's a story
hey,
right there.
With
blam.
A kid named Kenny in high school.
Yeah.
Did he also shave his chest and make homoerotic comments about testicles?
No, he wrapped his meat at the grocery store.
That's hot as fuck.
And his mom hated me.
Did you not like take, you know, pleasures at her advances or?
Well, no, that was the funny thing was she had never met me, but my name always got thrown in. So it was always, oh, those guys in scrub. But, like, half the time I wasn't even there, but my name got thrown in, so she just knew Scrub is a horrible person.
Maybe you were infamous.
Whenever we would go over to his house, they would introduce me in a different name. This is Dave. This is Steve. This is Kyle. And then one time we were over there, and the phone rings, and it was my mom looking for me.
Anchor in the chat said, we have Pizza Huts here, so I got that reference. See? Pizza Hut's
Maybe
universal.
You just interrupted this man at the end of his goddamn story.
That was it.
Yeah, you can't treat everybody like me.
Are we going to do this every week?
Fucking podcast.
Like, is podcast month just going to be like, oh, Mike, you should pay more attention to the guests.
You need to shut the fuck up and listen to greet our people.
You did not just tell this man to shut the fuck up in his house.
Studio Napier.
Studio.
In his private studio that he built.
With these lovely sound barriers and whatnot.
And drapes.
Clankety clank ice cubes.
I love the drapes, by the way, Mike.
Yeah.
We should just do a big crossover. Wheelbarrow full of beards and blasphemy.
There you go.
Just get every... Well, that's kind of what this is, I guess. Right? This is the crossover. So now we don't have to do it, right?
Dance.
Aren't we supposed to fight before we start like talking and being friends? You know what I mean? Is that's like what Superman and Batman and like Green Arrow and Green Lantern did?
Fuck
the first
you,
time.
Travis! I'll punch you in the face.
Yeah, you cocksucker! I hate your stupid room and your things that you have and your dialect.
I hate your green wall.
Quick, somebody choke fuck my ex girlfriend. Thank you. Be here all night.
She's half dead. She's half... Oh, wait. I think we should band together to solve the same problem that we're all facing.
Yeah, okay, everybody get together and choke fuck my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, kill that bitch.
What's your favorite non-sexual magazine to jerk off to?
Don't have one!
If you're a podcaster,
specifically,
like if you're someone who does a podcast and you're listening to this right now and this sounds fun to you, email us at wfodshow@gmail.com and you can be a guest.
So we're doing this for a month?
Napier,
it's not podcast week,
this is a lightning
podcast
round.
Month.
What is
podcast month, drunk.
Wow. No, lightning round. What is your favorite thing to jerk off to?
Pornography.
American Idol, because I like it when women cry.
Scrub.
How am I supposed to follow Napier?
Just go.
Tentacle porn.
Sexy.
Ooh. Tentacle porn just got me because I hate tentacle porn. I hate that with a passion.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
That was just the grossest thing. That was just the grossest thing I could think of.
Not to bring it back to Batman, but there's this one video on xvideos.com, I believe it is, of Batman fucking Wonder Woman. And for some reason, it's a cartoon, but I've jacked off to that like 10 times, and I don't even know why.
There's one where Gambit is banging Rogue from behind, and you know Rogue's powers is she sucks the life force from people, and every time he penetrates her, like there's like a weird like electricity symbol around his body, like it's all like sucking the life force, and then he pulls out and it's normal Gambit again. It's awesome.
Huh. All right, okay,
that's
I got
how I
it. That's like a
the 90s cartoon.
Ditto.
I do have a news story that I wanted to bring up. I mean, I know that
we didn't hear what Matt Leroy's favorite thing to masturbate to was.
I could give a fuck what Matt Leroy jerks off to. I really could.
You don't see his face. He has disappointment right now.
Did he just say his cousin? Wait, hold on.
No, my collection of 1980s Playboys that I stole from
my dad. That's not as fun. I thought he said he jacks off to his cousin. That would have been way more fun.
Not if you saw her. Maybe it's
my first
Playboy
back here in one of these comic book boxes somewhere hidden. Her name was Ashley Allen. It was the first one I got my hands onto. And then I found at a fair, a county fair, I won a mirror with her with actual clothes on. You know, one of those mirrors that you used to win by throwing the baseballs? She was on one of these mirrors.
And she was actually working the booth, right?
If she was, 11-year-old Travis would have gone insane.
Drunk, what is your favorite thing to masturbate to?
Oh, I don't know. I have a variety of things.
A variety of things?
We got time.
We got time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's dive into the mind of Drunk. This is
I thought we had a news story.
This is your moment to shine, Drunk.
No.
Drunk. What is it that when you go home and you look up pornographies, what is your first search term?
Well, my computer is down right now, so.
Drunk, you've had almost 200 episodes to shine. This is your moment.
Yeah.
Drunk. Say highway crashes.
Highway crashes?
There we go! Yes!
That makes complete
So I'm
going to
edit out all that other stuff.
Ding, 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 ding. Just say
that. Warehouse accidents? That's a good thing. That's funny.
Oh, burning buildings! Yeah, like burning buildings!
Forklift fails? Hilarious.
Mike?
What's your
favorite?
I heard
you had a news story to share with all of us.
But he didn't share what his favorite thing to masturbate to was.
It must be
Mike?
Really dirty.
What's your favorite thing to masturbate to?
He's going to say his girlfriend.
No. You know, it's weird.
It's romantic.
And I feel weird telling you guys about this lately, but there's been like a thing going on lately where people keep posting like the my sister is a cheerleader and my sister likes it in her butt and stuff.
Yeah.
Been downloading a lot of my sister stuff lately. And it's weird. And I don't like telling you guys about it. I feel weird about it. But there's a lot of like, but it's stepsister. They make that clear. They say but that's gross. You're my sister. And she goes, "Stepsister." And then he's like, "Oh, well then it's fine." And then they fuck. And there's a lot of these, and for some reason...
I'm your sister.
For some reason, it's working for me lately, and I don't know why, but like when I see one, I have to get it.
Do you have a stepsister?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, no, I don't have a stepsister. I don't know why, but yeah, like, I'm going to edit that out.
No, don't edit that out.
I feel totally self-conscious, guys.
I feel like
I'm... you know, okay,
I can
Travis.
Sympathize.
No,
with you.
Back me up on that.
I can.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I have a sister. She's my real sister, and she was a stripper, and she's kind of a whore. So that kind of ruins strippers for me.
We need pictures.
No.
Scrub, send us pictures.
No.
Of your whore sister.
Did she used to work in the toolbox?
Sorry, I don't know Scrub better.
I think just northern exposure, probably.
Gotcha.
It was like 15 years ago.
When like your sister was a whore?
No. I feel like the anti-Jesus stuff makes more sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's the sister that's getting married in the Mormon temple here in a couple weeks.
She was a stripper?
Hypocritical.
Am I invited?
Does she have a tramp stamp?
Or ass antlers?
No, she's got one like right here, right in between her boobs.
Is it angel wings?
No, I think it's just letters.
Oh, because that's usually what it is right there, is angel wings of some sort.
No, dummy. The wings are supposed to go on the back.
Big wings on her back.
The back is different. Like, I'm talking about on the chest, which completely makes no sense to me at all.
With a locket in the middle?
Yeah, right. No, it's got to be that heart with, like, the flame coming out of it.
I have a tramp stamp right above my testicles that says, "This place is a mess."
What a fucking You know, sometimes I think that like Napier has like a notepad with like four jokes in it.
The one-liners, the four one-liners he thought of this month.
Cause I know I've heard that joke before at least 10 times.
Oh, easily.
But it's like a weird. It's like
Napier's like one of those Toy Story Woody dolls. With the pull string on the back. You pull the string and Napier says one of four things.
I'd like to win, Bullseye.
There's a snake in my boot.
Quick, turn on American Idol so I can masturbate to the girls who cry about their failed dreams.
He says that a lot. I've heard that joke a lot of times.
Indeed.
What do you think the first season that happened was? Do you think it was Kelly Pixler?
It was definitely in the first season of this show.
Was it? Because I thought it was like, I was talking American Idol.
Oh. I thought you were talking about which season did Napier say that.
Well, I'm sure he said it immediately. But well, I think like the first season that American Idol said it was when Kelly Pixler was talking about how her daddy was in jail, in prison, and her mommy got killed by somebody, but she wasn't saying it was by her daddy. You know what I mean?
No, the first time it happened was there was this Latino broad yelling in broken English that she was going to make something of herself, and that lie just made me so fucking hard.
Anchor's got a good line in the chat. I'm the only one in chat who isn't currently on the show, so this thing has been wildly successful. Well, go ahead and call in, Anchor. Fuck it. Hashtag whole chat be people who are on the show currently.
It sounds like most of the shows on this network. Not talking like, shit.
Did you hear about only the guy bit. Who got stabbed in the chest?
By Screech?
No, by a Power Ranger.
Oh, right, with a fucking sword.
Yeah, with a fucking sword. The guy that was on.
Doesn't
like,
it seem like there's been like 20 news stories about a former Power Ranger killing somebody or doing something bad? I wonder if there's some kind of like graphic that we can find of like the history of Power Rangers doing awful things. Like,
I think
isn't like the former Red Ranger? Didn't he like? There's rumors of, like he's in gay porn and then like.
Oh, the Pink Ranger, she did
assaulted somebody or something.
The Green Ranger is the only one that escaped unscathed because he's like at every single Wizard World Comic-Con that exists, and he's trying to fight like CM Punk because isn't CM Punk trying to go into like the UFC WWE? Yeah. So now like Jason David Frank, who is like the Green Ranger / White Ranger, is calling him out and saying, "Hey, this guy's not an UFC guy, and I also am not a UFC guy. Why don't we fight?" And, like, Dana White won't let them do that. But he's, like, the only guy that has not been subject of ridicule, like stabbing people or banging underage hookers.
Or, you know...
Yeah, he got his own reality show, My Morphin Life or some shit like that.
No way!
Yeah. Follows him and his wife and kids or something like that.
As he goes to Comic Cons and signs autographs?
He came to Salt Lake Comic Con and they talked about it.
He moderates like every panel at those Wizard World things, and you can hang out with him, and he like I know he's in a bunch of those superpower beatdowns where they imagine what it would be like if like two characters that would never meet up fight.
He was actually in a new episode of Power Rangers.
Yeah, the last one. Kind of
sad that I know that, but
oh, I've watched that. My 4-year-old's way into Power Rangers, and I've watched that episode about 15 times.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was like just before Christmas or something like that.
I'm very excited for the new Power Rangers movie that's supposed to come out in 2016. I don't know. I'm not a Power Rangers guy. I missed it. But
why are you already excited about a movie that doesn't come out for, like, over a year?
Because people have dreams.
Don't be excited about movies unless they come out in the next couple of months.
I'm excited about Star Wars.
Stop it.
What?
You can be excited about Star Wars when they start running ads on TV. That means it's coming out soon.
What about Terminator? That don't come out until July.
No, you can't be excited about Terminator until like May.
Yeah, but they already
they released the Super Bowl ad last night.
No, May. May is when you can start being excited about Terminator.
If it's an ad on TV,
yeah, Super Bowl doesn't count. That's too early,
Mike.
Yeah, but I saw it in a preview at the theater.
No, there's a strong likelihood. It's not like 50%. It's probably not even 20%. It's probably like 15% chance that before Terminator comes out, you'll be dead.
Okay. Why should that not give me joy to look forward to something?
You shouldn't look forward to it because there's a chance you'll be dead.
I'm looking forward to it.
But I just saw the preview for it today.
Yeah.
Matt, I'd say there's even a bigger likelihood that you'll be dead. Because you keep poking people.
What are you trying to
say? People are going to come for you, Matt.
Don't be excited about stuff or you'll die.
Yes, that's exactly what he's saying.
I'm excited for the new Ghostbusters with all the broads in it.
Napier.
Oh, fuck.
You can't, all of these movies that you're excited about,
yeah.
The longer you're excited about it, the more you'll be let down when they're bad.
Mike, this isn't boners.
Yes.
Mike, are you telling me not to poke the werewolf because I might get bit?
It's not going to be good. It's going to be a bad movie, and you're excited about it. You're going to get all hyped up about it, and then you're going to go see it, and then you're going to say, wow, why did I spend all this time being excited about it? It's not going
to
be
good. Can I tell you how different your life is? Maybe you think this way. I don't remember what it's like to be a single, like, without kids guy, but can I tell you what I think about when I'm in the shower? And it's not masturbatory fantasies. It absolutely has to do with this conversation right now. I was literally this morning thinking about when I was taking a shower, all of the movies I'm excited for, like Star Wars and the Superman Batman movie and shit. And I was thinking about them like, what if I found out tomorrow that I had terminal cancer and I was going to die? And I thought, you know what I would do? I would petition each one of those studios to let me see whatever they have filmed right now.
Hey, they did that in Fanboys. They went to Skywalker Ranch.
Yeah, and they said the one guy had cancer, and please let us see Phantom Menace. But I was thinking, how many of them, like,
Travis,
J. J. Abrams,
none of them.
No, wait.
None of them.
J.J.
You're going to die cold and alone, and that movie's going to come out, and it's not going to be good. And
J.J. Abrams,
Travis, even if you went and saw it,
gonna be good.
If that's going to be the last thing you see before you die, and it's bad, then like you're going to die sad knowing that the movie sucked.
So
you're so full of optimism right now. It would be better if you died without seeing it.
There is closure, exactly. So, but I'm saying my point is, and it is closure, but my point is how many of them are going to like give you a private screening before the ones that are following them don't? Like, I want to see Star Wars first, and J.J. Abrams is like, yep, come on, we'll show you. It's at Skywalker Ranch, even though he doesn't own them, like, he wants to screen it for you. Okay, I'm coming. And then I say, I want to see Superman, Batman. And Zack Snyder's like, yeah, sure, come on over. But then what if the guy that's doing the next Captain America is like, didn't you already see, like, three movies because you're dying? Fuck you, I'm not showing you this.
I love this idea.
That's part of my Make-A-Wish. I want to see all these movies.
All of these movies.
See, now, if Travis had any real dedication, instead of seeing all these unfinished movies, he'd say, hey, J.J. Abrams, you know, all I really want before I die is for you to be on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
But
what the fuck
this is
genius. I care about WFOD if I got terminal cancer?
It's your legacy, Travis.
It's not my legacy. This is genius.
No, your legacy would ask to be in the movie.
What? Exactly. Please put me in a Star Wars. My children are going to listen to this in 10, 15 years. Hopefully not. They're going to listen to this in 10, 15 years, and they're going to be like, I lost all respect for my father.
What if you did this?
They're just going to have this show on an eternal loop at your funeral.
This guy
can't
tell me what to do with my life.
Kids, 15 years from now, when you hear this, just know how much money your dad's going to go spend at that Comic-Con this weekend. on C celebrities' autographs and photographs.
That is
with
how
them.
I met your mother.
But what he could do is he could go around to all these different movie studios and say, "Hey, I'm dying of cancer. Please let me see your movie." And he could go watch all of them, give them great reviews. And the ones that say no, he can shit on them and then ruin a bunch of people's careers and make them not have money. And his legacy could be their dead careers.
You think that, like, one stupid-ass 30-something-year-old guy with cancer is going to take down Star Wars?
I hey, believe
I think all these people are going
to
go, oh, well, if Travis Hulse doesn't like Star Wars, then I'm not going to go see it.
What are you going to say, stupid ass?
No, it's going to be this.
What
this
the fuck
studio,
is that?
This all of this money, all of this money, and all of these famous people, and all of this shit that's tied into this movie, everybody's going to think about that movie and how they shit on a dude with cancer. Nobody's going to want to see that movie. Not going to buy video games like, oh, I remember that series of movies. They shit on people with cancer. Fuck them.
You ready for another one, Mike?
More booze?
More sangria.
Can I tell my news story before the show's over? Absolutely. I mean, I wrote down stuff on this news story.
Yeah. I don't even get to talk about this news story.
Sorry to interrupt you.
I mean, Travis is going to die of cancer. That's great.
King Massa?
I have a news story, guys.
Stupid-ass 30-year-old something Travis with cancer is interrupting the show.
Dumb, stupid, fucking stupid-ass Travis dying terminal cancer. No biggie. Let's get to this news story.
Now you make me feel bad.
You should.
It is a direct quote, so.
Okay, first of all, fuck Travis. Now the news.
Napier, if you only knew how close that hits to home.
I love you, Travis.
Thank you. Thank you.
So there's this lady in Nebraska, right? She couldn't get on an airplane, and so she drowned a puppy.
All right, then.
Sweet story.
Back to you, all Travis. Right.
Let's hear about your problems today.
So she brings five dogs to the airport. And she had two in, like, a carrier. But then she had, like, three loose dogs. You know, just, like, willy-nilly bringing some dogs, right? She had two in carriers. She knew the protocol for those two. But the other three, she's just, like, got under her arms. And she's like, well, I'm going to bring these other three dogs. They're just going to kind of run around the plane. Ha ha. So the people at the airport said, no, bitch. You can't just bring three loose-ass dogs into this airplane. And so she goes, okay, cool. So she takes two of the three loose dogs to her parents' house. And she leaves them at her parents' house, brings the third dog back. And she tries to get on the airplane again with one loose dog
in
as
her
opposed
handbag,
to three.
Right?
In her handbag. Yeah. She's like, I got this dog in my bag. I mean, it's cool. It's not in the, like a pet carrier. It's just, you know.
Yeah, it's carry-on.
It'll be on the plane with me. This is my dog. And they said, no, bitch, can't be bringing your loose-ass dog onto the airplane.
Right.
Again. So she didn't want to go. I mean, like, you'd get the rules the first time, right? You'd say, well, what if I just bring one dog, right?
Right.
You wouldn't just, like, hope that they'd let you bring one
right,
dog.
Right,
because
when it goes
time,
through that fucking little screening thing, they're going to
say, bitch, you got a dog in your bag.
Right.
So she goes to the ladies' bathroom, drowns the dog.
In the toilet.
And then goes to get on the airplane. And they found the dog, and she got arrested.
In Nebraska. Omaha.
So what kind of dogs were they?
Doberman mixes.
That nobody cares.
And that's the comedy show.
The worst part about this story for me is that this chick looks like my mom if my mom was on meth.
So it looks like your mom.
So she found a solution to her problem. Everybody's giving her shit about it. What was she going to do? Leave the dog at the airport for just any old fucker to find? No.
That would be better than drowning it.
Yeah, why can't
or just like taking it outside of the airport and like saying, go on your way there, buddy.
Bench. Put it, tie it to a bench outside. Here, a dog.
Or will you take the other two dogs? Why not leave the third dog?
No,
you can't. Well, they're at the grocery store all the time. They have that box that says free kittens.
Yeah, just, that is the part of the news story I didn't read. Is it by the toilet, she left a note that said free dog.
No, she said, don't eat at the Cinnabon.
His name is Mr. Wait. Mittens. Please take good care of his corpse.
Steven, no, you got to get all CSI on it. How do you know she drowned him? What if she left him and then somebody else drowned him?
Some asshole totally came along and said, ooh, dog, I can drown.
Semen samples.
She totally said, yeah, I drowned that dog so I could get on the plane.
Yeah, that's how.
She admitted.
She said, oh, yeah, that dog? It's right where I left it.
I left it in the toilet.
Oh, that dog? Fuck that dog.
Well,
no, don't fuck that dog.
You can
it's dead, you know.
Is there a term for that? Fucking dead animals? Like, I know there's bestiality and necrophilia, but is there
necrobestiality?
Bestiophilia? I don't know.
Zoophile, necrophile.
Napier,
it's
you have
the
to have
worst D&D character you can be.
You fucking nerd.
Matt.
Yo.
Where can we find your show?
You can find our show now on Radio Fubar. Very late on Saturday nights at fucking 12:30.
Central.
Central time, yeah.
So that's 1:30 East.
Holy fuck. I have to be on your show at 12:30?
Yep.
So,
party animal, though.
Who's Matt or Napier's going to be on the 15th, right?
Right. Napier can't stay awake that late.
And no, I play hockey until like midnight.
When's
so.
Travis going to be on?
What did we say? The 20th?
The last one. The 21st.
Like, oh, the 28th. Yeah, the 28th.
Yep.
Because Travis is going to wrap up podcast month for us.
And when are we going to be on drinking. Sonic Blasphemy?
No, don't.
We
try to
already
stop.
Were.
Oh, I'll
you
be
were there.
At the keyboard.
And you added an extra T.
Excellent.
Sin, where's...
I don't think anybody caught that.
I didn't catch it. Cut that out. I didn't get it. Cut it out.
Cut out the part where we were talking about dog fucking.
Hey, and cut that part out that when I was talking before, too. And when Napier was talking to me. Cut
yeah,
that
let's
out.
Just take out the whole gift card rant and the fucking...
Should I cut out all the stuff about Batman?
Yeah, like... Batman.
No, cut out that part where you're talking about Batman, too. Yeah. Drunk
and
right.
Fucking your sister, I should cut that out, too, right?
Cut the sister fucking out.
After it's all said and done, it should be about an 8-minute episode.
Yeah, cut out the part about who loves to masturbate to certain things.
Right. Yeah, I'm definitely cutting that out. Is there anything else, Napier? Stuff that I should cut out?
Oh.
All the plugs for other podcasts, I should cut those out.
Wait. Let's Grub do his plug. Like, where can we find you? When do you release?
We are on sb3pod.com and also radiofubar.com every Monday morning at 10 o'clock.
You got one of those good time slots.
Prime time, right there. Monday morning at 10 a.m.
Mike, cut that part out.
Yeah, we're gonna cut that out. Travis, do we know who's gonna be on next week? For podcast week month thing,
we have a tentative guest. Do we have a secondary guest? I thought we had the first guest booked, and the second one was tentative.
Well, I think the first guest was going to be Scrub.
Oh,
yeah! You guys have opened up a can of worms. You're not getting rid of me now. Take that, fuckers!
Commitment.
Keep calling in. We have zero interaction.
Decline call.
Can we... I'll just sit in the chat and answer me, damn it.
No, Mike, next week could be pretty fun, as could the very last week of podcast month, or it could be a real disappointment.
So, guys, stay tuned, because we'll either have good shows or bad shows. Forever.
Every time.
One of those things could happen. It could be a good show or a bad show. We could have
fun. Not limited to podcast month.
Or not fun at all. You, one of those two things probably is going to happen. You're either going to get like us having a lot of fun and having a good show, or a terrible time.
Exactly. The single might
run out. But in the end, what does it really matter? Because we're all just eventually going to be dust.
We're just going to be worm food, okay? Doesn't matter.
Don't look forward to anything, because the show could be terrible.
Yeah, listen to WFOD if you want some chuckles in between your wrist cutting.
There's a good likelihood we're all going to be dead anyway.
So don't look forward to next week's episode, all right?
And then I'm not going to pay the bill anymore, so the episodes will disappear. Forever. So download, subscribe, right. Keep them on your computer so that you can go back and listen to the episodes when we still had optimism and
because you know me and Napier goodwill. Are way too lazy to like try to keep this going.
Don't delete them. Keep them on your iPod because stupid-ass dumb Travis could have cancer and die.
He could. He really could.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, if
any fingers... crossed.
If anything, they'll look at your podcast list and see this as a suicide note.
That's pretty legitimate. Thank you, Napier.
Travis.
Yeah?
Don't kill yourself.
I want to do it because I think Scrub's right. I think maybe if drunk, your podcast drunk. Was filled with all of the WFOD episodes and I killed myself, then if I signed the iPod, maybe it would be worth money.
Drunk.
What's that?
No, don't you know what we don't need kill to
yourself.
Do.
None of you guys.
I'm not.
None of you guys kill yourself.
And then come back.
And then release. Napier could do a Napier karaoke where if you play it backwards, it just says Travis is dead. I like this. I like this idea. All right, I'll be dead 2 weeks from now, guys.
Awesome.
Not before right, our show.
I'll be dead the first week of March.
Oh, yeah, Travis has to stay alive so he could do fucking Beardy and the Beast at 12:30 at night.
He's got all podcast month to do things. So you gotta just wait till March, man.
Yeah, the only thing that keeps me from slitting my throat is waiting for Travis to be on Beardy and the Beast.
Make it worth it. Guys, my daughter turns 6 at the very end of March, so I'm going to have to kill myself at the beginning of April.
Oh, before she starts
dating
boys? Oh, so
it'll be like April Fool's Day.
Yeah. See, there's some stuff going on in April, though.
Travis kills himself. April Fool's.
So I'll kill myself in the middle of March and come back before my daughter's birthday?
That would be a good surprise for her.
Surprise, I'm not dead.
Right. Just be like, you know how you spent the last month being sad?
Do it under 3 days and beat Jesus.
Well, guess what? Still alive.
I've emerged from the rock. Here I am.
Why did Daddy kill himself? Because you're a whore, honey.
Guys.
He just couldn't take it.
Just so you know, this is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. How can we not keep viewers from this?
I don't even know why we're not at the top of the new and noteworthy. I mean, we're in like season 2 now. And
no, we're going to start that next week now, man. I think, Mike.
No, this is the season finale. Go out with a bang.
Season finale.
Disappoint everybody with the premiere.
And then next week, we're going to be fucking just full of excitement. Guys, I'm telling you. If this is your first episode, if like this is the first time you've ever downloaded our show.
You're welcome.
Exactly.
No, next week. Is going to be a totally different.
It's a new season. Napier's going to have a new theme song.
You're like a king with your big jug of wine.
Ask Dr. J.
Bring more wine.
I did want to ask if Beardy and the Beast used my
WFOD. It's WFOD, and it's the next season. 170 some episodes later.
Did it,
boom.
See, are you guys proud of this? Like,
I am very proud of this.
Are you? I mean, do you feel good about what just happened?
I mean, yes.
This is the best episode of Sonic Blasphemy ever.
Did he say blasphemy?
Yes.
Okay, because that's important. No. You have to say blasphemy.
No, there's no T.
Oh, there it is. There it was.
There's the ice. The ice heard around the world.
You son of a bitch.
Now it's time to say goodbye.
To all our family. M-I-C. See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because no one listens.
This letter brought to you by the letter F. For see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Listen live every Monday at 9, 8 Central on RadioFubar.com. Download past episodes at WFODix.com, just in case you didn't get enough of this. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at symbol WFODix. Follow Drunk at symbol DrunkardSTL or Travis at Produce Travis. Get on Facebook.com and then type in WFO Dicks. Email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. We're not going to listen to any of your suggestions, but we will accept praise and or titty pics. And if you're a fan of Mike, just send him feet. I mean, why do you give a shit? Feet pics.
I like feet.
Yeah, he likes feet. Send him some feet pics. You don't give a shit. Send him some fucking feet pics. Blam!
Us here at the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program should send her a thank you.
Well, this is going to be
because we're
awful.
Friends. Because we're friends.
Well, I'm sure she'll be appreciative. Well, let's.
I'm sure she will, Mandy. I just want you to be happy. I want this to make you smile.
Okay.
Okay, without further ado, here is...
My ears are perked.
I find I'm mindless. I'm grabbing your hand. And my heart is under your feet. Every beat belongs to you. I'm lost. You're warm. Hold me close, 'cause I'm torn. I'm tired and ragged and weak. I need a little sympathy.
Can I just say?
You know what that is, yeah. Right, Mandy?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Can I just say, yeah. I have a real Corgan-esque quality to my songwriting.
To your songwriting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm lonely and I'm hungry. I am sad and you are bright. Understand me. For tonight.
Oh, God. So embarrassing.
I'm complicated. strange. I can't explain this mental cage. What can you be to me when I'm so incomplete? Give me back my control. Isn't that my love you stole? My heart is under your feet. And every beat belongs to you. Yeah, 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 my heart. My heart is under your feet. Your feet and every beat belongs to you.
Nailed that,
Napier. Oh, it was beautiful, Napier.
Why is all the
I had no idea you had such a lovely singing voice, first of all. You've been hiding that from us this whole time, mister.
What are you talking about? He does Napier karaoke all the time.
Exactly.
That was a
now I feel sad that she hasn't listened to
him. No, man. I do. I've listened
Mandy
to many
is,
of them.
Is your muse. I know.
Why is all the best stuff on our show from other people?
I know. Did anybody else think I'm the female Billy Corgan?
No, nobody did. Nobody ever will.
I'm telling you. I knew that he was my soulmate. Probably because I stole many lyrics and ideas.
Well, I've always said that your lyrics don't necessarily sound any dumber than any other pop lyrics. But they are dumb. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're dumb. It's just they're as dumb as...
Best part was the hungry, being lonely and hungry.
God, Mike, that was pretty incredible. Thank you so much.
That was really awesome. I did love it.